The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Now Adam is going to read me as many questions. No, he's going to read me all the questions that he can within 60 seconds from a Trivial Pursuit card from 1972. And I will try to answer as many as I can for bonus points. Here we go. Oh, my God. Fuck is going on. Let's try that again. Let's put 60 seconds on the big fatty's going to have such a fucking.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let's try that again. Big Fatty's going to have such a fuck.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3960 of the BFO for Monday the 10th of April 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the first 2 days of the weekend. Big Fatty, why not about Sunday? Well, I'll tell you that a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty. Prices, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're half prices today because y'all, it's officially half price Easter egg candies day. Oh, Big Fatty, does the See's candies have it half price? See's candies is never half price. So, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, just to be clairvoyant, Big Fatty is an Aunt Clairvoyant. No, I should have said transparent, not clairvoyant. Oh, okay. Y'all, I am recording today's little show on Saturday evening. Because y'all, Sunday morning, I am getting up and heading to the home of Carolina Cheese and Provisions for it's an invitation-only event to the Easter Bonnet Parade at the home of Brandon and Alex it's just lovely. It's gonna be lovely. Y'all, it's gonna be cold as witches. Yes, Big Fatty, witches. Yes. My Easter egg shirt that I ordered has not come in, so I've had to redo. The entire outfit that I'm going to present myself in. Y'all had to go out and buy me something pastel. So I got me a shirt that I like. I've got me some pink socks. And y'all, I was going to wear Sia Sucker shorts. And I still may. I haven't decided yet. I'll decide Sunday morning. But y'all, it's supposed to be cold. And this is supposed to be outside. And yes, Big Fatty, you don't want your Easter eggs to shrivel up. No, I do not. But I may still do it. And, you know, I've got my Easter bonnet. Y'all, I'll post a picture of that. Maybe I'll get Brandon or Alex to take a picture. Take a picture of Big Fatty in his Easter outfit and his Easter bonnet. We'll use that as a show art or something like that. Maybe on Tamari's little show. But so that's why I'm recording this on Saturday night. And with that being said, y'all, I just Big Fatty, I don't like that. Okay, I'll take care of it. You just wait over there in the corner. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, Fart. Listening to the little show, and I heard won a mediocre prize. I don't know what to say about that other than Yahoo! Oh my gosh, so I'm so excited. And what a fantastically produced announcement. It was, I mean, it's like you took the mediocrity out of it with the perfect insertion of all the clips and everything else. And I just had to laugh at the end to the Woodhaven. Totally. Oh my God. It's like, I think Kathy Marshall is like the funniest of the funnies, in this little community or whatever. So thank you very much. And, you very well can share my brand new to me address, because I have a feeling it's going to take a while to, hoist that big bag of nickels and dimes and quarters, on over to the, post office. Go ahead and give her the new address. Hey, Kathy, give her the new address. And, I'm not getting the keys to that place though until April 21st. So April 21st is get the keys and do measurements. April 28th is, go back down there and meet the, cable guy and have furniture, a few pieces of furniture delivered. May 6th is move all the big furniture. May 13th is garage sale at my house. May 19th is closing day. May 20th is breathe. Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Unexpected. Yes, Big Fatty, you just didn't know to set up that death phone to call or anything. No, it was, you know, totally unrehearsed. Miss Bacon, I will indeed, share all of your pertinent information to include the last four digits of your social security number and your mother's maiden name and your first pet's name the street that you grew up on and your best friend in grammar school. B? Ready? Any other questions we can answer? Well, in what city was your cousin Bunyan born in? Big Fatty, she has a cousin Bunyan? The Nip had a great uncle Bunyan. So anyway, let's see. Miss Bacon, I think that Kathy Marshall's probably going to want your e-letter address. Kathy, let me know what correspondence method you'd like, and we'll pass that around. Big Fatty, can we get to what you did this weekend now? Well, sure, let's do it. Spinet and sing Easter carols when you go to the Easter parade bonnet. I mean Easter bonnet parade. Who knows? Let's see. Y'all. Thursday. Oh, before I go any further, an update. I know some of you may have received. One moment, please. I've got some hot tea here. One moment. Oh, that's good. y'all received word, and you may have heard it on his little show, the Laughing Buddha, y'all, he reached his goal, and many thanks to those of you who were able to participate in helping him get there. Hagrid, the kitty cat, had his surgery and is on the mend, and y'all just listening to the Laughing Buddha's little show, you could just hear the happiness and gratitude in his voice from all of that. And y'all, one other bit of four-legged children news. Y'all, that Scotty, you know Scotty, he's the little Aussie battler. Y'all, he's got him a new puppy dog, a new greyhound. Oh, Big Fatty, go greyhound and leave the driving to us. Big Fatty, I've just shown my age. Anyway, he's got a new greyhound puppy dog, and he's named Diego. Oh, Big Fatty, Diego, and what's the other one's name? It's Roxy. Roxy and Diego. Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like the cast of the greyhound version of West Side Story. Well, it does kind of, anyway, so congratulations to both of them. But anyway, y'all, going back, y'all, I can't remember anything of importance that I did. Y'all, I've totally caught up on A Million Little Things. Y'all, it is such a good show, it's really doing a nice job of just kind of. I mean, when it all gets going, just everything's going to be happily ever after, y'all. It's going to turn to shit at some point. But right now, y'all, I like the they've even started some new storylines, and think that's wonderful. Now, y'all, I do have a nip story from Fall Right. Y'all, you know, he's been getting up in the morning and going on the nipple walk, with me. This was Thursday morning. It was Friday morning. He had to be back at his house, 'cause the termite, guy was coming. To spray or check inside or whatever. And so he had to be back by 10 a.m. in the morning. So he wasn't sure if he was going to walk with me on Friday morning or not. So about 10 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning, I sent him a textimonium. Walking? Question mark. He goes, yes, but I'm just going to do the inner streets of Fat Acres. I said, thank you for calling. And he says, headed your way. And y'all, he told the story. He got up. He was having his brufkus in bed. Yes, Big Fatty, talk about feeding the rodents. Oh, food everywhere under those sheets. But he got up and put on his walking shirt and shoes and socks and everything and grabbed his cellular telephonic device and headed out the door, and he forgot to get his keys, so he just left the door unlocked, and he walked out, and he turns right and walks in front of one house, and then you cross the street, and then you walk further down to get to Big Fatty's house. So he heads out the door and turns right and crosses the street and goes to put his phone in his pocket, and y'all, he's just only wearing his underpants. And he had to turn around and come back because Big Fatty, thank goodness, he wears underpants. It's true. So but he said, "Oh well, you know, it's perfectly normal. People do it all the time." I said, "You no, people who 100. If you ask 100 people, is it normal to walk out of your house to go on an exercise walk in your underpants, 100 people are going to say, no, that's not normal." So we did all of that. And y'all, then I had to go to the Sam's Club. I needed to get some rotisserie chicken for our solids. We're having the big chef solids. And y'all, I had all kinds of cheeses and pickled onions and rotisserie chicken and Easter ham and all kinds of toppings and everything. And I had some Parker House rolls that I had baked. And y'all, we had peach cobbler for the dessert with a little ice cream. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. Young Nicholas and Adam joined us. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, the main reason I think that happened is because young Nicholas was off last week. He always takes his birthday week off from the coal mine. So anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. We had Granny and Durwood and the Nip and young Nicholas and Adam and Big Fatty. Young Ryan had to pull out at the last minute. Oh, Big Fatty, it's always better to pull out. Wait a minute, that sounded vulgar. But y'all, while we were out at the Sam's Club, y'all had to fill up Ruby Red to get ready for the big trip to Conway, South Carolina. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Conway Twitty, one of my favorite folks to follow on the Twitty. Yes, y'all, 309, the gas has shot up 20 cents a gallon here. 309, and y'all, then I went into the I went into the Walmart, and y'all, I needed to get some more extra sharp cheddar cheese. I made young Nicholas and Durwood some cheese cookeries for their celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And so I got my cheese and something else I had to get also. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. But the Nip had some bananas, and y'all were standing in the checkout line, and y'all, he let one out. Y'all, it wasn't quiet, and then he sat there with that giggly look on his face, trying not to laugh. I'm sure the woman behind him was not real happy with him. But he then revealed that, you know, he picked up a hand of bananas. And y'all, you know, a couple of them were yellow, and probably three or four of them were green. And he went over to the guy in the produce, and he says, "Are these bananas?" And the guy looked at him and says, "Yeah, those are bananas." Anyway, y'all, there's a Nip story all the time. So anyway, y'all, Saturday, it's been rainy and cold. Y'all are going to in the mid-40s Saturday night. But y'all, that pretty much has been the weekend. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, don't you have special music that you play for the weekend update? Yes, I do, and I fucked it up. Yes, Big Fatty, downtown. And y'all, I've got a card here from Holly and KC, but y'all, it's not Easter yet, so I'll open this on Monday, Holly and KC, mainly because I ran my mouth too much. And forgot to do it today. Big Fatty, you're just heading downtown. Y'all won't be recording the Little Fatty Cast on Sunday because I won't be in town. But we may record on Monday, but I don't know that for sure. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, one of their quality sound productions. And Daniel Bieber, what do you think Big Fatty will be doing after the Easter Bonnet?
Let's try that again. Big Fatty's gonna have such a fuck.
Oh, let's hope so. Big Fatty will be firing up the grin doctor, and yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.